It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we start the ball rolling tonight, here's an offer I'm sure all our listeners will want to take advantage of.
McGee, look here quick.
Hmm?
Isn't that our prudential agent leading a Boy Scout troop down the street?
Let me see. Yep, that's him all right.
Uh-huh.
He must be bringing those kids back home from their evening troop meeting at the school gym.
Now, isn't that just like a prudential agent? Seems to me he's never happy unless he's busy helping other folks get a little more fun out of life.
You can bet your life on that, kiddo. From what our friends around town tell me, their prudential agents are all pretty much the same. Always taking part in community fairs or lending a helping hand to worthy causes. You know, like community chess drives and PTA meetings.
Say, I'm glad you mentioned that, dearie.
Mentioned what?
Lending a helping hand.
Oh?
Our prudential agent dropped by the other day and left one of the biggest helps a family could ask for at this time of the year.
You mean that swell little Christmas carol folder?
Yeah, that's it, McGee.
I thought so.
Now, there is something I'm sure all our friends would like to have. All the words to 11 of the most beautiful carols are in this handy little folder. And it's so easy to get. For your free copy, friends, just call your prudential agent. He'll be glad to get it to you along with the prudential's best wishes for the holiday season.
I don't know how it is in your town, but in Westville Vista, the vacuum cleaner salesmen even work on Sunday. At least this one with his foot in the door at number 79 is working. And he seems to be encountering some sales resistance, as the prospect says.
No, absolutely not.
But, madam, if you will allow me...
I told you when you were here yesterday, sir, we're not interested.
I'm sure if you see this wonderful cleaner...
Not interested. We have a vacuum cleaner. So if you will kindly... What are you doing? Stop pouring that pile of dirt all over my nice clean rug. McGee, will you step out here in the hall a minute?
Hey, what the heck's the trouble here? Look at this rug. I don't know what you're selling, Bud, but wipe your feet before you come in. My gosh.
Allow me to introduce myself, sir. I'm Oliver Dipswaddle, your friendly Cleans All vacuum cleaner salesman. I have here the new 1955 Cleans All three-speed automatic interchangeable...
Out. Come on, Buster, out. Pick up your vacuum cleaner and blow.
Oh, gracious, another one of those.
He was here yesterday, and I told him we don't need a new vacuum cleaner.
Come on, Bud, pick it up, beat it.
I explained to him that I have a husband who has kept my vacuum cleaner in perfect shape for 27 years, and it would be silly.
Are you going to get out of here, Buster, or do I have
Please, sir, you're crushing my carnation. Before I go, won't you at least allow me the privilege of picking up this dirt I threw all over your rug?
Oh, you guys think you're pretty smart, don't you? Get a prospect's rug all messed up, and then they got to let you give them a demonstration whether they want to or not, huh?
Oh, you are the clever one, sir.
Well, it just won't work with us, wise guy.
Very well, sir.
Oh, sir, you ain't going to pull a sly trick like that. Where are you going? Come back here and clean up this dirt.
But I thought you said...
You're going to pick it up with our cleaner. Yeah, you thought you had me, huh? Thought you were going to get to demonstrate, huh? Well, you're using our cleaner, Buster. Get it, will you, Molly?
Oh, McGee, I can clean it up later. Let him go.
No, sirree. He dirtied it and he'll clean it up. Unless he'd rather I call the cops and had him hauled in on a 421.
What's a 421?
How do I know? Sometimes you can ask the darndest question. Well, what do you say, Bud?
Oh, don't call the police, sir. I'll do it.
Good. Now maybe you'll think twice next time you come busting into somebody's home and start throwing dirt around like a candidate during an election year. Maybe you've been getting away with them tactics elsewhere. But this time you happen to pick on a guy that he knows his rights and listens to Dragnet besides, like I do every week, and by George, nobody puts one over on me, Buster. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to...
Mrs. McGee, would you hurry with that vacuum cleaner? I'm dying to go to work.
Don't worry. You will, and you ain't leaving here until every speck of dirt is picked...
Here we are, McGee.
What is that?
It's our vacuum cleaner. That's what's that. May not be a 1955 three-speed hydromatic, but by...
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, but the handle just fell off.
I see it. It didn't hit the floor, though, did it? That's because I got that string tied onto it, so it don't hit the floor and break.
That's my husband's own idea, sir. You can't hardly replace these mother-of-pearl handles anymore.
I guess the friction tape loosened up again.
No, it's the rubber band that's reinforcing the piece of bubble gum you stuck in
there. Never mind, I'll fix it later. This guy's going to clean up that dirt.
Oh, I forgot. There's something else, McGee. Last time I used it, there was some little thing wrong. Oh, what was it?
Loose wheel?
No, I'm used to that. This was something... Oh, dear, it couldn't be the bellows. You pasted that back together Wednesday.
Not the brushes again. Seems to me I soaked them brushes in starch not over a month ago, and that ought to last...
No, the brushes work fine. They pick up everything good. This is some little thing...
Like maybe the suction reverses itself and blows the glass out of your windows?
Don't let this old vacuum cleaner fool you, Buster. It may not be chromium plated, but you just watch it in action.
Yes, sir, it works. It works fine.
Betcha.
If I could only remember what that one little minor problem was I had with it...
Never mind. You'll think of it later. As long as it works, we'll just let this smart guy clean that dirt up with it, and then he can get out of here and leave us alone. Here, grab the handle, Si.
Yes, sir. Oh, this will be something to tell the boys.
I'll plug her in right over here, and you can...
Ow! Ooh! What happened?
The lights went out.
That's it. That's it. That's what I was trying to remember, McGee. There's something wrong with the plug. Every time I plug it in, it blows out the lights, and the toaster pops up.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Yes, dependable. See, so dependable. A. As dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hi, this is Vaughn Monroe. I know you can't see RCA Victor dependability, but believe me, it's built into every tube and circuit of every RCA Victor television set. What you can see is the brightest, clearest, finest picture ever viewed on TV. The new RCA Victor All Clear Picture. It actually gives you 212% improvement in picture contrast. Now just think, 212% gives you the whitest whites and the blackest blacks you've ever seen on TV. See it for yourself at your RCA Victor dealer. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
And as soon as we get the current back on here, I want to get that dirt off of my rug.
Grocery boy!
In here, Mr. Oldtimer.
I ain't working today, kids. Just keeping up my contacts. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Say, you sure look great, Johnny. Them pills Doc Gamble give you are working wonders for you. Your little eyes are brighter, your skin's cleared up, and I'll bet you lost, lost at least 5 pounds.
Sir, I'll thank you to put me down.
Oh.
Well, we're all set. I put in a new fuse and I got the plug fixed. Oh, hi, Oldtimer.
Oh, hi, Johnny. Say.
Huh?
You ought to have a talk with Doc Gamble.
What you mean?
Them pills he prescribed ain't doing you a bit of good.
I'll be with you in a minute, Oldtimer, as soon as I get this guy to vacuum my rug.
Oh, buying daughter a new vacuum cleaner, huh? Well, ain't that nice. Believe me, daughter, you sure...
No, I'm not buying nothing.
Deserve it. Yes, sir, you deserve it, daughter.
Oh, our old vacuum is fine, Mr. Oldtimer. It works fine.
Certainly. As soon as I plug this in, you'll see.
What kind is this, anyway? I've never seen...
Well, you've heard of Hoover, son.
Yes, of course, but don't tell me...
Yep, it was during the Hoover administration they picked this cleaner up. Herbert had just been swore in. He hadn't been started to be swore at yet. Just swore in. And he says, prosperity is right around the corner. So Johnny here rushed right around the corner and bought this brand new 1929 Brummenstead.
What a Brummenstead?
That's what Johnny calls it. Every time daughter here says, where's the vacuum cleaner? He hollers, it's broke. Use the Brum instead.
That's very amusing. All right, I got it plugged in, Molly. Turn it on.
Right. And don't knock this cleaner, Mr. Oldtimer.
Nope.
McGee keeps this vacuum in good mechanical condition. When you have a husband who's a talented mechanic, you don't have to keep buying new things all the time. Doesn't work, McGee.
Huh? Dad rat that thing. What the heck is wrong now?
Now, don't get upset. You'll fix it. I know you will.
You said it, I'll fix it. Hand me the screwdriver off the buffet there. This dead dreaded troublemaking hunk of junk is not going to embarrass me.
The
Well, let me have that monkey wrench again, old-timer.
Here you are, sweetheart. The old-timer left 20 minutes ago. He had a date.
Oh. Well, I was so busy here, I didn't... Hey, that salesman. He didn't sneak away, too, did he? Because I'll go after him and beat them...
Oh, no, sir. I'm right here, sir.
Good. Because you're going to go to work in about 2 minutes. As soon as I get a couple more parts back in here. I finally found out what was wrong, Molly.
What was it?
I plugged in the radio instead of the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, fine. And after taking the whole thing apart like that...
Oh, that's nothing. You forget I do this at least once a week. You see, this machine ain't one of them three-speed interchangeable things like yours, Bud, with 8 million parts to fly all over the place. On this baby, everything holds together with one bolt. As soon as I give this bolt a couple more turns, you'll see how...
dear.
You know, Molly, I never realized it before, but this dad-dratted thing is a wreck.
Oh, now you can fix it. I know you can.
Fix it? It'll take an hour and a half to find it. Look at that mess all over the room. Bud, how much is that 1955 three-speed interchangeable?
Now, wait, McGee. Let's not lose our heads. This is probably a very expensive...
Oh, who cares? How much? How much?
Well, it's really quite reasonable, sir. The monthly payments are only...
Sold. Buy it, Molly. Buy it. Buy it.
Oh, you darling. Where do I sign, sir?
I have a sales contract right here.
I'll take this dead-ratted junk out of here and throw it away. This beat-up collection of scrap iron's been more trouble to me than a...
I don't know how to thank you, Mrs. McGee. Sign there.
Oh, I'll be so happy to use this new cleaner. 10 years I've needed a new vacuum, but...
Oh, when I was here yesterday and you outlined this plan to me, I must admit I didn't think it would work.
It's the only way. If you had tried to talk him into it yourself, or even if I had told him flatly we needed a new cleaner, I'd still be pushing that worn-out hunk of stuff around.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Stern reporting from the American Motors Proving Ground in Burlington, Wisconsin, on a whole new idea in automobiles. It's the spectacular new American Motors car, the 1955 Rambler. And what a car it is! Dazzling continental styling, brilliant new color interiors, reclining seats, travel beds, all-season air conditioning that both cools and heats, genuine hydromatic drive, feature after feature never before available in a car priced so low. And talk about performance, day and night. I've watched these amazing Ramblers pass every torture trial in the book. I've seen proof that the Rambler can turn quicker, park easier, and outmaneuver any other sedan in America. Believe me, it's glamour on wheels. And you get up to 600 miles on a tank full of gas. The new 1955 Rambler from American Motors is on display now at all Hudson dealers and Nash dealers. See it. Drive it. There's just never been a car like it.
Oh, McGee.
What is it, Molly?
I hate to bother you, but I'm having trouble with that new vacuum cleaner already.
Oh, good.
Good?
Yeah, I've been just itching to see how that three-speed gear and those interchangeable parts work anyway. You go on up to bed. This may take some time, but boy, oh, boy.
McGee.
Hand me that screwdriver. Oh, good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Joseph Kearns as the salesman. This is John Wald telling you that tomorrow night, Mr. McGee almost wins the Nobel Prize with a literary effort, except that, well, tune in and see what happens. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.